Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, you are wishing you were right where I am broadcasting from, and I'm going to give you a little bit of notice because you got an hour to get over here, but I want you to scoot your boots over to this week's destination for the most delicious hour on radio. We are broadcasting live from the Horseshoe Grill on the northwest corner of Broadway and Pantano, and the 5 at 5 happy hour just got underway. We're going to be talking with our good friend Kevin Bedient from behind the bar, talking about what's shaking at this great new restaurant here on Broadway and Pantano. We're going to be talking with Chef Andy Romero for his On the Menu Live debut, talking about how you can't beat Mesquite. And if you want to experience Mesquite and all of its surround smell, join us now with this live broadcast from the Horseshoe Grill. Now, as we do every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we think very carefully about who our celebrity co-hosts are going to be. And this one just makes sense because he is fellow foodie, Southern Region Director for Make-A-Wish Arizona, and our official Red Raider in residence, our friend Rob LeMaster is here.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Rob?
I am awesome. Oh, guns up.
There it is.
Guns up, there you go.
Every co-host needs a walk-up song, right?
Wreck'em Tech.
Am I going to ask you to sing along? Know the lyrics?
You do not want me to sing at all.
Anyway, well, let's get this show started in the honor that that deserves it. We are hoisting a pint of local beer. With the Sentinel Peak Brewing Company, the Salida del Sol. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Let's
libate here. Oh.
This is probably the most fun radio interview I've ever done.
we're off to a great start.
Why didn't we do this earlier?
Well, you know, the foodie community here in Southern Arizona, they're no stranger to the Rob LeMaster brand because you know a thing about food in your own right. As a matter of fact, years ago you were with the Southern Arizona Restaurant Association.
Right, for about 10 years. Up till 2005, I was the regional vice president for the Arizona Restaurant Association. Still have a lot of friends in the business, seen some come, some go, and I was never quite insane enough. I was probably farther from owning a restaurant when I left than I was when I got there.
So, you know, people ask me that all the time. Matt, when are you going to open a restaurant? And I look at them like they're nuts.
No, Susie Elefante said, just bring me the money. We'll burn it in the parking lot. You'll get your paint over with in about 15 minutes.
Well, I do know, though, that you have one of the most respected palates in all of the Grand Canyon State.
When you
walk into a restaurant, I look at the back of the house and they start to sweat. LeMaster is in the house. So I got to ask you, our listeners want to know, Rob,
yeah.
You know, what's been finding favor on your palate these days on the food and beverage side?
Oh, man. There are some good things out there. I mean, Mexican food is always great. It's different. You know, you mentioned that I grew up in Texas, and Tex-Mex and Sonoran are different. But, you know, I will eat Mexican food every day if I could.
And we're surrounded by the best in the world.
We're
right
surrounded.
Here.
I mean, the Flores family, the El Charros are still good. I have not yet been down to Charro Steak. I'm looking forward to doing that.
We're actually doing a broadcast there on June the 11th. We're really looking forward to that.
June 11th. I'll come after a golf tournament. We've got that day, and I'll hang out down there. But looking forward to, I mean, everything from, you know, from your small taqueria to sit down, you know, Mexican food is doing it. There's some other, you know, Pat Connors is a good friend.
Favorite of ours.
And, you know, every now and then you crave that mac and cheese.
Some of the best I think I've ever
had.
Some
of the best.
Seriously.
The other thing is that our friends at Beyond Bread, if it's Saturday, like, I'm really surprised that I missed it today, but that Saturday special, the Reuben on the everything pretzel bun.
Oh, I haven't had that one yet.
Oh.
And I'll say Rob LeMaster sent me.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're a Texas boy.
Yes, sir.
Central Texas.
Well, Dallas.
Okay,
yeah.
Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay, so where is there a place in Southern Arizona that a Dallas guy goes to get fed and to get, you know, with great enthusiasm? I mean, is it barbecue? Is it steaks? Is it, what does the Dallas cuisine culture
look
like?
Yeah, my backyard.
That's the perfect answer. That's absolutely right.
There's some, you know, we're here today. Barbecue's good. I do believe in mesquite.
Right on.
Well, I believe in any type of smoked wood that has huge chunks of meat.
Yeah, well, you walk into this place, the Horseshoe Grill, I mean, you are staring at the grill from the moment you walk in, and this aroma, the fragrance of mesquite is inescapable.
There's a guy, Daniel Vaughn, in Austin, and he has my job. He has our job. He is the barbecue editor for Texas Monthly Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And if I'd known there was a deal like that, I would have gone for it before he did. But he wrote a book called The Prophets of Smoked Meat. And he visited, he had to do research. He did 600 barbecue restaurants. He has a map that shows the different woods, the different things. So while mesquite is kind of what I grew up with in North Texas and West Texas, Central Texas oak, you can't beat it. I personally like a blend of mesquite and pecan.
Nice.
Because pecan is almost the same as hickory.
Right.
Just
a little subtlety.
Just a little subtly. You do that mixture, but there's some people doing some good things out there. I'm a tough critic.
Yeah, you are,
I am. I am hard to please when it comes to barbecue. Matter of fact, when I first moved here, the Zagat, or Zagat, how do you pronounce
Zagat,
it?
Yeah,
Zagat. They raided a certain place, and they're not around anymore, the best barbecue in the U.S. And I said, my whole life has been a lie. You know?
We're talking with Rob LeMaster. He is the Southern Region Director for Make-A-Wish Arizona and our celebrity co-host for the Fell Hour. Now, Make-A-Wish Arizona is actually going to be partnering with our good friends at 1912 Brewing Company for an event coming up in just a couple of weeks.
We are. We rely mostly on what we call external events, and that's where groups, organizations, companies do fundraisers for us. We've had percentage nights, different places like Pastiche and Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue and others. The Alan Conger at 1912 is a good friend with one of our board members.
He's a great American hero, by the way.
He is a great American hero.
Served in the Marines.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he worked with one of our board members who is another great American hero, Air Force former F-16 pilot. Hmm. And they put us together. They're doing a day on the star-studded day at 1912 Brewing on the 7th of May from noon to 10 p.m., and while we can't directly benefit from the sale of alcohol, they will be asking everybody that buys a pint to also buy a Wish Star to help support Wishes in Southern Arizona. And then we'll have a raffle. We had people donate a kegerator, some art, a few things.
Great.
I'm working on a limo that maybe we'll pair with some microbrewery gift cards. That's my goal right now.
Oh, so much
and
fun.
So that'll be in the raffle, and it's just come and go. It'll be all day down there. And you know, some people think that when you go to a brewery, it's like a bar. It's not. It's almost an industrial. It's one big giant science lab.
with scientists working
24/7 to perfect beer.
Again, that's May the 7th, from noon to 10 p.m. at the 1912 Brewing Company. Where's the brewery located?
It's on Forbes Avenue, which is right west of I-10, south of Grant. There's a Circle K there on the corner. They're about halfway down that circle. On the west side of Forbes.
And if anybody knows where Hamilton Distillers is, what a great segue this is going to be, because where Whiskey Del Bac is distilled here in Tucson, it's virtually right across the street, I think
from
the 1912 Brewing Company. But anyway, again, May the 7th from noon to 10, go have some beers, go buy a Wish Star, help support Make-A-Wish Arizona, and give Rob the support that he needs to make an extraordinary difference in the lives of our kids. Anyway, Rob, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm pleased to be here. I'm looking forward to this hour.
Get ready, man. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, things are turning to mesquite-smoked single malt whiskey. And there's a guy in this community who knows more than anyone else about exactly how to make that perfect. His name is Ramon Olivas, the assistant distiller from Hamilton Distillers, is coming up next on this live broadcast from On the Menu Live from Horseshoe Grill. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Hey, fellow foodies. It's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another happy hour at the Horseshoe Grill, northwest corner, Broadway and Pantano, with my celebrity co-host from Make-A-Wish, Arizona, and barbecue extraordinaire, Rob Laster.
Hey,
having a great time?
I'm having an awesome time. This is fun.
We're right in the middle of a 5 at 5 happy hour, but after 5 it goes to 6 at 6, 7 at 7, 8 at 8. A lot of fun here. And the big special tonight, in addition to the grilled mahi-mahi wild caught, we also have a loaded baker, which is a huge baked potato with all kinds of great stuff, sour cream, cheese, chives, mounded with mesquite smoked brisket and some whiskey del Bac barbecue sauce. And here's a guy kind of smiling from ear to ear because he loves when his product gets integrated into whiskey, into a barbecue sauce. He's the assistant distiller from Hamilton Distillers, the guys behind now world-renowned Whiskey Del Bac, our good friend Ramon Olivas. Ramon, how are you?
Cool, doing great.
I know, where's your whiskey, man? I mean, you're drinking beer. Is the secret out now? Or
I had to opt for a Dragoon IPA.
Very nice. One of the best IPAs around, frankly. I got to tell you, Stephen Paul was on this show when this whole thing was just an idea. When he told us the story about how he and his wife got together and just imagined what single malt could be, relying on the beauty of mesquite because it's an abundance here rather than the peat that they use in Scotland. And you have kicked out this extraordinary whiskey that's really beginning to not only sort of inspire people here in the Grand Canyon State, but far beyond. And I sort of say, well, duh, Stephen, it's good stuff. You just got back from the San Francisco World Spirits Competition where your juice did pretty well.
Yeah, it did great. It won a double gold. The Dorado won a double gold in the craft spirits category, and that basically means all the judges that judged it all unanimously said that it deserved a gold. So that's definitely something to smile about.
I would say so. Okay, so the Dorado, which is that, it's just the anchor of the product line. It's that mesquite smoked single malt whiskey. It won the double gold.
Correct.
At the World Spirits Competition.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, so I mean I can't get my head around that. You are competing with the best of the best distillers across the globe.
Yeah, I think it's like 1,800 different spirits that are in any given or in the whole competition, but to even rank is something
serious
to be happy about.
Now, Rob LeMaster is wondering what it takes to be invited to be a judge. Did you say 1,600 spirits were evaluated there?
Medicinal purposes only.
Yes, of course. Doctor's orders.
Doctor's
right.
orders.
So you want a double gold. I frankly don't know the last time a whiskey in this part of the country took home a double gold, let alone one that calls Tucson home, and that is a huge feat.
Yeah, definitely. We're really excited for that. Our classic also won a silver, and the clear also won a bronze in the unaged category.
Okay, so all your whiskeys came home with hardware.
Absolutely, yeah.
How does that make you feel, Ramon?
It's so exciting to see people excited about our products.
Absolutely.
And anywhere I go, I look at the back of the bar, and I see all of our three bottles lit up and people ordering it, or it's on a special menu, or today at Horseshoe Grill they're having it integrated in the barbecue sauce. That's always a really great thing to see.
Yeah. I mean, when you're looking at what chefs are doing with your whiskey, that's got to be kind of an affirmation that what works in the glass works just as well at the center of the plate.
Yeah, absolutely. it's interesting what each product can do for any given thing you add it to. A lot of people like the clear in cocktails, so that provides, you know, its little place in our lineup. And then the Dorado is just such a unique piece. It's like the staple of our company. And then the classic is something that any person that likes single malt scotch can kind of relate to, and it's something that you can just sip on and enjoy, share with family, share with friends, bring it out for special occasions.
Now, I like mine neat. You know, all of the Whiskey Del Bac products, I love to have them neat, but I'm inspired by what some of the local mixologists are doing here across southern Arizona, really crafting signature cocktails that are anchored by these whiskeys, and you're really kind of playing with the flavor profiles of each of those whiskeys and bringing them into the other flavor profiles in the cocktails, which really continues to make your stuff shine.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I mentioned, the clear is used in cocktails. They use a lot of citrus, and that really accentuates the clear's signature flavor, adding to the mesquite, you know, giving it a mesquite aroma, but then also having a sweet taste on the palate and kind of making something really unique that you can't have anywhere else.
We're talking to Ramon Olivas. He's the assistant distiller-in-chief at Hamilton Distillers, one of the guys behind this great Whiskey Del Bac, a portfolio of single malt whiskeys, which you can find all over town. Now, I would imagine that San Francisco folks going to that event are going to wonder what they need to do to get Whiskey Del Bac in the Golden State. I mean, is your product still only available right here in Arizona?
No, actually, we just got distribution into California, so that's really, really big news for us. So we'll be shipping out a pallet of whiskey, of all the three whiskeys that we carry, out to California soon, and it'll be hitting stores, bars, restaurants, and people will be able to get it there, too.
And how can people learn more about the whiskeys in your portfolio and really, you know, become part of the Hamilton story themselves?
I mean, you can... Can you repeat?
Like a website?
So you can visit HamiltonDistillers.com, and you can find all the stores that carry it in Arizona. And as soon as we start moving more into California and other states along the way that are in our back pocket, we'll be able to find out where you can get it everywhere.
Yeah, you got to go to the Hamilton Distillers website, find out more information, and do yourself a favor. When you get the opportunity to take a tour, and actually have a tasting, that is an experience that I would commend to all of our listeners. And I'm sure all the information is there, telephone number there to make arrangements to do that.
Absolutely.
But anyway, Ramon Olivas with Hamilton Distillers, one of the true heroes behind the Whiskey Del Bac portfolio of single malt whiskeys distilled right here in southern Arizona. I thank you and your team for everything that you've done. You know, what does it take to get a whiskey around here, man?
Yeah,
come
I know.
On. Anyway, while we go to an next commercial break and we thank some sponsors, Ramon and I are going to figure out what it takes to get some whiskey. But you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's?
Tino's Pizza. Open daily at 6610 East Tancredi Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. It is Matt Russell and my celebrity co-host, Rob LeMaster, broadcasting live from the Horseshoe Grill, where mesquite is in abundance. It is on the northwest corner of Broadway and Pantano. We are right in the middle of a 5 at 5 happy hour. And when you're thinking happy hour on this side of town, the creativity is limitless, especially when our next guest is involved in shaping the happy hour experience for all of Southern Arizona. He's the bar manager from the Horseshoe Grill. Our good friend Kevin Bedian is in the house. What's going on, man?
Hey, Matt. Good to be with you guys.
Nice to see you, man. Congratulations for your early success. I mean, you open up a restaurant with this great concept. People come.
Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to do. Wanted to come up with a really nice concept on the east side, something new. We have a rotating happy hour that changes starting at 5 o'clock on the hour, every hour through closing. Ranging with our specials, we have wines, margaritas, we have some food options. Well, cocktails, we're really trying to do a good job.
I love the happy hour attitude here because it almost reminds me of, now I'm dating myself, you know, when I used to go to the Wildcat House and they had this countdown. So there were certain specials from 6 to 7 and certain specials from 7 to 8.
Nice.
And I'm not going to, I mean, this was going back 30, you know, something years, so I won't talk about the price point. But you guys are doing sort of that cool thing because you're keeping it fun, you're keeping it fresh, yes. And every hour ushers in a whole new menu of food, of drinks, of libations, of price point. You can just come in here, start with happy hour, and then stay for dinner.
Yes, yeah, correct. And we've already actually, from just being open, we've already changed up some of our happy hour items. So we actually have a new menu that's coming in, I believe, Tuesday of next week.
Oh, that's big news.
Yeah.
Tuesday of next week?
Yep. So we have a couple new signature cocktail items that we're putting on the menu, and we're adding to our daily specials starting at 5 that go through closing.
Oh, it's fantastic. So right before the show, I'd like to treat my celebrity co-host to a beverage. We went up to the bar, and he said, you know, I want a beer. And one of the reasons he ordered a beer is because you guys showcase not only local Arizona beers, yep. But local Tucson
beer.
I don't think there's a beer on tap that's not made in Tucson.
Nope. All of our beers on tap are from Tucson. We really wanted to stay local. That's what we really wanted to do. We've had some tremendous support from Dennis Arnold over at the Barrio.
He's a hero.
Yes. Dragoon's been great. Borderland's been wonderful. And we actually have one empty tap right now that we are looking to get another local Tucson brewery on.
An empty tap.
Yep.
That means Rob LeMaster must have been here.
Ouch.
Yeah,
Dennis was out there before anybody else.
Yeah, oh, he was.
Oh, he was the pioneer.
First
in
brewer in the, yeah. Well, yep. in the entire state.
Yes.
First brewer in the entire state. Go back to General Ben's days. You're
exactly.
Absolutely right.
Yep.
So the beer program is great here. I love the fact that you got this kind of cool little Western lounge
yes.
over there. So it's not smack dab in the middle of the restaurant.
Nope.
You've created a separate space. We're going to be talking with Chef Andy Romero about the centerpiece of this restaurant, which quite literally is a horseshoe.
It is.
But anyway, we love the beer program here. But you guys are fans of Whiskey Del Bac as well, right?
Yes, we are. We are. We even went as far as making up a barbecue sauce with Whiskey Del Bac in it.
Yeah, we were talking with Ramon about that, and he said yes. That's sort of the pinnacle of approval. An affirmation when someone uses our whiskey in a barbecue sauce.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it's very good.
So what's shaking behind the bar these days? I mean, I love coming to get craft cocktails here, and you are sort of the wisdom behind the craft.
Yes.
Do you wake up every morning and with a blank canvas and say, what am I going to do fun and fresh today?
Yeah, kind of. Tim Long, who actually works behind the bar with me, he is very creative. So we definitely go back and forth, bounce ideas off each other, and come up with some great ideas. Great cocktails. We have an extensive back bar. I don't think we've been able to not accommodate somebody's request. We have a lot of bottles back there. We have a lot of wine. Right now, I think what we're really known for and what we're really making an impact on is our margarita. Our margarita is just phenomenal. It's got a very unique twist on it in the fact that we use Damiana. And it's just very unique. I mean, people love it.
And instead of, and Rob will appreciate this, because he's one of our resident barbecue authorities.
Yes.
Instead of salting the rim
yes.
of the margarita, that's not good enough for the Horseshoe Grill.
No.
What goes on the rim of the margarita here?
So we had played around with a lot of different salts, and we infused some salts, and we ended up going back home, and we're using our rub.
The barbecue rub around the rim, Rob.
Yes. Yep. So we actually take our rub that we're using on our brisket and our pulled pork.
Seriously, that's great.
And we're grinding it down so it's got a little bit more of a powder to it so it's not so granulated. And it goes great. We use it on our margaritas. We actually use it in our micheladas and our Bloody Marys, and people just love it.
And just watching people just, you know, run their tongue around the rim of the cocktail. That's what cocktails are supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
No, you know, Rob, yeah. Where's the rub? Rob and I were talking, you know, we're both big whiskey guys, as you know. You got a great whiskey program there. Are you finding more and more of your customers really open to new, fun craft whiskeys these days?
Yeah, and it's been very nice to see the crowd that comes in, because it does range. We have people coming in from the foothills. We had some people in from Marana, Oro Valley, even as far as Mammoth just earlier this week. And they're coming just to try our bar and our food. So it's very exciting to see. We've been able to extend some people's palate, so to speak, with the Del Bach and by offering some High West options and just being creative.
I love it. You know, there's a lot of celebrities in the house.
Yes.
And, you know, since we sat down, one just walked in the door, John Brownice from Gourmet Air, one of our longtime valued sponsors, is in the house. Go check out Gourmet Air, Air with an E, A-I-R-E, GourmetAir.com if you want to have dinner at a spectacular restaurant and then go take a sunset aerial tour of the Tucson Mountains with John in command with a bottle of champagne. Gourmet Air. John is in the house now. That's why everyone's coming in the door now. But anyway, we're talking with Kevin Beattie, the bar manager here at the Horseshoe Grill. Again, 5 at 5. The daily specials are going. We've got 6 at 6, 7 at 7, 8 at 8, and then going right into the specialty cocktail menu that you were talking about. So much fun going on here. Now, is there one particular cocktail on the menu, Kevin, that really represents where your heart is, where your spirit is? If someone wants to come in and say, I want to be Kevin Beattie for a night, where do they start on the libation scheme?
Well, like I said, our margaritas are just fantastic.
Right.
But to be completely honest, I'm very, very proud of our Moscow Mule. We use Square One Basil Vodka, and people love it. I mean, it's a different twist. It's very refreshing. In addition to that, we have the Desert Blossom, which really encompasses the Southwest with the prickly pear, and it's wonderful.
Absolutely. Anyway, Kevin, thank you so much for helping to libate us. The party does not stop now. We're going to keep things going with Chef Andy Romero on the other side of the show, but thank you so much for letting us party here today.
Thank you.
Another quick commercial break, and on the other side, we're talking the world-class cuisine at the Horseshoe Grill. Don't go anywhere, fellow foodies. We'll be right back. And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Horseshoe Grill, northwest corner of Broadway and Pantano, where mesquite is in surround sound. Some people might say surround smell, because at Horseshoe Grill, they say you can't beat mesquite. And we have one of our world-class mesquite mavens here in the house. Of course, our celebrity co-host from Make-A-Wish, Arizona, fellow foodie, and our Red Raider in residence. Say that three times fast, Rob LeMaster. What'd you think of this Whiskey Del Bach that we had during the commercial break?
It's pretty good. Like I said, I'm not normally a scotch drinker, but that little subtle smoke on there, that's it. That's interesting. I like that.
And you think about what a great flavor to have on the palate from a whiskey perspective when you're going to come in to the House of Mesquite. Here we are at the Horseshoe Grill, and there's a guy here who is one of the mesquite mavens in southern Arizona, and he would not cook with any other wood. He is the executive chef right here at the Horseshoe Grill, the Honorable Andy Romero. Andy, how are you, sir?
Here we go. Great.
Nice to see you.
How are you doing,
I'm doing great. Nice to see you, man.
Yeah, nice to meet you,
too. You guys are busy. Take a look around.
Look around, yep.
Must be something you're doing, chef.
Yes, sir.
Seriously. So before we get into the heart of what the Horseshoe Grill is all about, I'm always fascinated by the stories, the journeys of chefs. So, you know, you didn't wake up one day and all of a sudden become the executive chef at the Horseshoe Grill. If you look back, you know, early in life, how old were you when you first realized that the culinary arts was going to have a place in your heart?
Well, when I was about 16, you know, I got my first dishwasher position.
That's where they start, man. That's it.
And, you know, dishwashing was really easy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I looked up to my prep cooks, to my line cooks, to my executive chefs. And when I was done, I scooted off and helped whatever they needed.
Awesome. Awesome.
And that's so I moved up from the ranks.
Yeah. And do you remember where the first assignment where you go
yes.
from dishwasher, you're now a chef, either a sous or a chef de cuisine or, you know, head cook? Where was it?
You
if you want to mention it.
I don't want to mention it, okay, but my first assignment was to make a cold soup.
A cold soup?
Out of scratch.
Okay. That's a tall order.
Yes.
That's not easy to do.
It's not.
Was it a vichyssoise, Chef?
No. It was a watermelon gazpacho.
Oh, nice. Nice. Was that here in town?
It was here in town.
Okay. Now, I'm automatically thinking of all the places with watermelon gazpacho. I wonder if Andy Romero was there. But anyway, well, all I can say is you've got a house full of people that say you made the right decision.
Yes, sir.
When the call came to ascend to the pinnacle of your career, to man the mesquite at the Horseshoe Grill, you said, I'm in.
I'm in.
So when you walk in the front doors of this restaurant, the first thing you see is a horseshoe. I mean, literally.
Sure, yep.
So from a setting perspective, you know, the kitchen, you're not hidden away in the back.
Nope.
There's no doors that separate you from your guests. When people are eating at the Horseshoe Grill, they are casting their eyes on you and your team. What is that? How does that make you feel when you're cooking in front of everybody in the house?
It's a whole new ball game, you know.
Right.
It's like how I explained it is as like, you know, you have the ant colony behind it. You don't see what's going on underneath it.
Right.
So we have everything out in front of you. So you see if my guys are wearing gloves, if my guys are clean, and if they're bringing out great products,
right,
which is that what we care about.
Exactly.
You know, so we're out here. You can see us. You can see the struggle. You can see the heart. You can see the burns.
And at the end of the day, for your guests, that's what matters.
Yes, that's
when
what
you
matters.
See the heart, when you see
yes.
the burn, when you see the sweat. I mean,
you gotta keep your composure.
Right, exactly.
And through the badness.
And that's real.
That's real.
That's real.
That's real.
So, and you can actually, when I say this horseshoe anchors the space, you literally can take a seat around the horseshoe.
Yes, sir.
That's a really cool concept.
It is pretty
cool. And actually watch them work, Rob. I mean, this is really fun.
Yeah,
I like that.
You know, they're not hidden away. Everybody can see it. It's awesome.
So much fun. So, smoking is very important here. Because, you know, if you're going to do a concept like the Horseshoe Grill, if you're going to be building a concept on the magnificence of mesquite, you got to do some smoking, right?
Yes, sir.
You guys got a smoker in here that is extraordinary. Talk about that bad boy. I mean, that's a serious piece of furniture.
It is. It's really huge.
Is that thing running 24 hours
a
day?
Yeah, our smoker is running 24/7.
Right on.
Non-stop. Mesquite wood all day, 24/7, low and slow, no matter what.
And what kind of proteins are going into that smoker? What are you smoking here at Horseshoe Grill?
Absolutely everything.
Good answer.
Everything's in the smoker. From when I'm sleeping at home, it's still smoking. And when I wake up, it's still smoking.
That should give us all peace of mind.
Yeah.
Whatever time of the day, you know,
yep.
Andy Romero and
yes.
his team have got something smoking.
Exactly.
Now, mesquite. Okay, so Rob and I were talking. Hickory, oak, pecan, mesquite,
apple
blah, blah, cherry.
Yes.
Okay, we have so many woods on the smoking spectrum. What is it, Chef, that you just love about what mesquite brings to the party when you're talking about the Horseshoe Grill?
You know, mesquite just gives that wonderful taste of the Southwest.
Yeah, right.
You know, like I grew up here.
Are you native?
I was here since I was 5 years old.
Oh, that qualifies. Yeah, that qualifies.
You know, military brat.
Right on.
I had to be here.
Right.
So, you know, I grew up here. I climbed the trees on the mesquite trees. You know, I know everything about mesquite. And I figured whatever wood it is, you can cook anything with it. You just got to know how to maintain it. You got to know your temps. You know, either if you're using dry wood, wet wood, anything that makes the food great,
exactly,
it's going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what.
And that's what one of the great reasons to come here is they are mesquite mavens. They know
yes,
what
sir.
Works. Because I'll tell you, Robin, you and I have probably been at the same place
where
we've been to places that use mesquite and they are not using it well.
No, they're not. The other thing I wanted to throw in before I forgot about it, I did have lunch here last week. And I really appreciate the fact that you have the sauce on the side. Too many places slather their food with sauce, and they're really covering something.
Exactly.
Up. And they're making a decision for the customer that I'd rather make myself. And, you know, I liked your sauce. It's a little sweet for my taste, but I could choose how much I used and how I used it. And I like you let the meat stand on its own. And a lot of people don't do that. They're afraid to let the meat stand on its own. And that shows your confidence, and it also shows the quality of the meat you're putting out there.
Yes, sir.
Great point. And it really continues to let your guests be in control.
Oh yeah.
Of what they enjoy. You know, I judge rib competitions all over the country. And, you know, there's a reason why there's always a different sauce competition. Because if all of the ribs come out all sauced, you know, that might be a turnoff to some. Yeah. Some people love that. Some people like the rub and with the sauce on the side. Right. But that's just yeah. beautiful.
Being a Texan, I like it dry, you know, dry rub, salt and pepper, you know, fairly simple. But what I liked about, you know, there's some places that if you try to put sauce on their meat, they will throw you out because it's all about the meat.
Almost like putting ketchup on a hot dog, Rob. I haven't offended you.
No, putting ketchup on a steak. Yeah, exactly.
Please don't do that if you're shoes real.
Yeah, don't do that. But I like the fact that you've got confidence in what you do and the quality shows through.
So
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your menu because obviously we're talking a lot about barbecue because we're Q people. So I would imagine ribs are
obsessed.
A show-stopping item here. Obsessed is a good word, Rob. What are you guys doing? Baby backs? Are you doing spares?
Baby backs.
Right on. You like the lusciousness that the baby back brings to bear, like a pork loin.
Yes.
It's luxury on that baby back. So you're doing full rack?
Elegance
is a great word.
Beautiful.
See? Okay, so you're doing half rack, full rack?
Got to do that.
What are you doing?
Both half rack, full rack. You know, we're not cutting the corner with doing three or four ribs. We're doing half rack or full rack, no matter what. If it's 15, 16 ribs per full rack, we're going to give you the full rack.
Yeah. And Rob and I are full rack kind of guys.
Yes.
I mean, that's just the way we roll.
Literally.
Now, I'm not going to ask you to break down your rub recipe on live radio because something tells me, Andy Romero, that you're not talking.
No,
you're not sharing
not
anything. Because
keep it locked up,
and you probably mean that literally.
Yes.
Your secret rub that not only goes on your protein, but also around the rim of the margaritas.
Everything.
That Kevin talked about. I'm not, you know, Kevin.
Everything. Kevin doesn't even know.
Kevin, I can't beat it out of this guy. He's not talking about the rub.
Nope. Never, ever.
So, ribs, great. Now you're doing brisket here as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Rob's a Texas guy.
I like my pulled pork too, but I'm a brisket guy.
Pulled pork here as well.
Yes, sir.
And so really the full spectrum of Q at the Horseshoe Grill. But one of the sort of exciting things that I've seen when I have a seat at the Horseshoe is to see the steaks have coming out of here.
Yes.
Now these are some serious cuts of beef,
These steaks here we have here, they are top notch. You know. You're not going to go anywhere else and get this great flavorful steak anywhere. Like, these steaks are the best.
Now, what makes them so good? I mean,
the marbling.
Oh, there it is.
You know, the quality of it. You know, these steaks are not just random steaks. They're the best steaks you're ever going to eat.
Now, those are big words.
They are.
These are the big,
and I'm
the best steaks you're ever going to eat.
Yes.
And even after I've just challenged
backing
you, Rob,
behind it.
He's got this aura of confidence.
I heard it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's the one steak, Chef? What's the show-stopping cut of beef on this menu that you say you would throw that down in any steak competition? Is there one cut here that just says you're in Andy Romero's house?
It's got to be either. I love the ribeye no matter what.
I'm hearing great things about the ribeye.
Yes, the ribeye, you can't go wrong with that. One bite, tastes like butter. Cut right through it, and you're just going to eat it alive.
Gorgeous.
But you can either choose the 28-ounce porterhouse.
28-ounce.
Which even today...
That's a Rob LaMaster cut.
I had a couple compliments on how great it was. You know, nice. The porterhouse here is amazing. 28-ounce, you can't go wrong with that. You can share with a couple. Comes with a filet with it, you know.
Yeah.
2.5-inch side filet.
Yo, beautiful.
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 You know, you can share that with a couple.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there porterhouse protocol when you're eating the steak? You know, I've seen people just tear through the strip and then move over to the filet. I've seen people dance back and forth across the bone. Is there a signature style of enjoying a porterhouse from the Andy Romero playbook?
All right, so this is...
Here it comes.
So what you want to do is cut the filet off. Give that to your wife.
My wife would absolutely agree with
that. She'd be happy with that. You stick with... You know, with the sirloin, the New York strip part.
As long as she shares a little bit of it.
You take the strip part, she takes the filet part. And, you know, you'd be happy.
And there it is. And since my wife only has half the filet, she knows that when I'm done with the strip, I'm going after the other half.
There you go.
Right.
She's got to put the salad in front of her so she forgets, you know, but that's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, exactly. One of the other things that I love to see, which is kind of an idea that seemed to have, it's sort of gone away over the years, but you guys have brought back the important role that the salad bar plays.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't see many salad bars
it's
these
a hassle.
Days.
It's a hassle.
They're hard to do, but when they're done right,
yes.
They're awesome.
Okay, so both you and Rob both said, you said it's a hassle.
It's a hassle.
Rob says it's hard to do.
Yeah.
But you do it because your guests appreciate that level of,
yes.
of thought, right?
Exactly. As long as you have someone on it 24-7.
It's, yeah.
All day,
be on top
all
of
day,
it.
All day. Lettuce. No questions about it.
Okay.
Salad bar is good.
So the meat has arrived.
There we go.
Here. I'm going to take some
Am
pictures
supposed
here.
Supposed to share these?
Again, no. Rob,
no.
You buy your own show, Rob, if you want to. Anyway, I want to remind all of our listeners here that in just a few minutes, we're going to be doing a trivia question. And
there
the first person that gets to us with the right answer is actually going to get a gift certificate to experience the Horseshoe Grill for themselves. So stick around and get ready to do that. The email address to send your guesses is onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. Get that queued up. I'm going to be taking some pictures, which are going to be up on our Facebook page, on our Twitter, of course, on our delicious gallery of gastronomy on Instagram. But while I'm taking some photos, because I can't talk and shoot at the same time, talk about your hours of operation, because we talked about happy hour and dinner here as well, but you guys are also doing a full lunch now here at Horseshoe,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
Talk about your hours of operation.
So we're open exactly at 11 o'clock, and we do the whole menu. So either if it's 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, you can order any steak you want. Salad bar is open all day long. You can get a ribeye, two-meat plate, anything you want.
So
the menu's open.
If I come here at 11:30 on a Tuesday,
yes, sir.
And I'm staring down that porterhouse that you were talking about,
yes.
You're going to grill that bad boy up.
Right for you.
Beautiful. Rob, take a picture of these things going on here because your plating, chef, is looking really, really nice. And I want you to kind of talk to us about that here in just a second. But anyway, again, stay tuned for our trivia question because the first person in is going to get a Horseshoe a Grill a gift card. So you brought some things for us to try. Where would you suggest we start?
You know what? Let's start you off with the wings over here.
All right, let's do it, man. I'm all in. Talk about these wings because I'm a wing guy,
yeah,
chef.
Smoked dry wings.
Smoked wings.
Nice and crispy.
Okay, so dry. This gets back to the Rob LeMaster syndrome.
Yes,
there you go.
You don't sauce these up.
Nope.
You might have an option if people want them sauced up.
Yes.
But these are dry, rubbed, and smoked. So when you say everything is going in the smoker,
everything.
You're literally saying everything. Even the wings.
Even myself. Even myself. Occasionally.
Rub up a little Andy and
yes.
throw them in.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to go in on these wings. And are these are coated with the signature rub that you talked about that you didn't talk about?
Yes, sir.
That you didn't disclose? All right, I'm going in. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Yes.
But while I'm tasting the wing, why don't you talk about this cocktail that you just brought out for us to try?
Yes, we do have a classic and a clear Del Bach martini. Tim Long here in our bar came up with it with me the other evening, and it's actually garnished with a piece of bacon and a queen olive. I think we're going to be having a sip here, but it's a beautiful, beautiful pairing with all of our smoked meats.
But you know you're in Kevin Bedian's house when mm-hmm. they use bacon as a garnish.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
All right, let me go to these wings really quickly. So, you know, texture is, for me, is just as important as taste. And when it comes to the wing, you guys, seriously, and I mean this authentically, have nailed it. Because it's that beautiful, crunchy exterior.
Mm-hmm.
You preserve the tenderness of that of the meat on the inside. And you get the smoke subtlety from that mesquite. And this, almost that sweetness sensory nature on that rub. And these are wings, for crying out loud. Really, really good. Popular item here, I would imagine.
Very popular.
Now, I'm going to go right from there to this Whiskey Del Bach. Would you call this, Kevin, a smoked...
Yep,
martini?
Yep, that's going to be the smoked martini. It is just delicious. So one thing to note on the wings is that in the bar, we really recommend the wings. They're on our happy hour. They're involved with our happy hour. So what I recommend is getting the wings naked with all of the sauces on the side.
It's a great strategy.
Yes,
all right, the time has come to see if one of our listeners knows the answer to our trivia question. Now, Kevin, have you thought about a fun question to ask our listeners?
Yes, I would like to see or challenge if anybody remembers what our secret ingredient of what we're using in our margarita is.
And you said it. You
yes.
said it on the show.
Yes.
So
yes,
there's a secret
there's
weapon
a twist.
In
there's
the margarita that you're not going to really find in any other margarita that I've seen.
Yep.
It's a little extra, little twist. We want to know what is the secret weapon ingredient in the margarita. If you think you know the answer to the question, send us a note right now on the menu live at gmail.com. First person in, timestamped, with the right answer is going to get a gift card. But anyway, guys, don't go away because we're going to finish our tasting here and close out our live broadcast from the Horseshoe Grill at the northwest corner of Broadway and Pantano. Fellow foodies, stick around. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We are having so much fun with Whiskey Del Bach barbecue sauce dripping down our chins here at the Horseshoe Grill over there, the northwest corner of Broadway and Pantano, yucking it up with Rob LeMaster, Kevin Bediot, and Chef Andy Romero. Thanks so much for hosting this delicious broadcast. Again, we haven't checked our emails yet, but first person in with the right answer gets a Horseshoe Grill gift card. What is the secret ingredient in that signature margarita that Kevin talked about? There's something that they throw in there that that I've never seen anywhere else in a margarita. It's happening here. On the menu live at gmail.com is the answer. Smoked wings, chef, stellar. Where are we going next on our tasting today?
So let's shoot our way towards the pork sliders.
Pork sliders. Just took a picture of these. These are going to be up on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. That looks like, is that a pretzel bun, chef?
Yes, sir.
Right on.
That's what it looked like. That's
seriously.
Awesome.
So what do we got going on inside these bad boys?
So we got our pretzel buns, which is made for us from La Baguette's.
Ooh.
Right down
local.
The same strip.
I love local people that
strip
work
mall.
Together.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Love it.
Strategic,
you know,
partners
so
are always
they
great.
Make us, you know, every Monday and Friday, they make us a big batch of pretzel buns. We sell them every Monday and Fridays.
Right on.
And, you know, they're straight for the public, and everyone loves them.
Before we go into these sliders, Chef Kevin Bediot was telling us this Whiskey Del Bach smoked martini. Not going to be on the cocktail menu long term, but...
Nope, it'll be on our secret menu. So anybody that comes in and asks for it, the bar will know how to make it, but it's going to be exclusive. It's going to be on request only.
I love it. Well, you know what? When they belly up to the bar and request one of these bad boys, that means it's one of our listeners.
Then they will not be
disappointed. That's how it works. All right, I'm going to go in on this, Rob, so
can we?
It's also topped with their fresh-made coleslaw as well.
Okay. Beautifully tender. The coleslaw has to be on. Mm-hmm. Not on the side. Has
on
to be on.
And creamy coleslaw.
Creamy coleslaw. Yeah. And what I love about this dish, I've never had it before, not only do you get sort of texture differences, but you also get temperature differences. So you've got the warmth of the protein and the crisp coolness of that slaw all in one bite. Kissed with the salt from the pretzel bun. These have got to be a popular dish. I mean, two or three of these, I'm in business, man.
That's it.
So, this is the house barbecue sauce that you folded the pork into.
Yes,
not
sir.
The Whiskey Del Bach sauce, though.
No, sir.
Okay, and that would be a great segue to what you guys have done. Again, there is no shortage of creativity here at the Horseshoe Grill. They're putting whiskey in the barbecue sauce only at the Horseshoe Grill, and you have served that together with what appears to be some great brisket.
Yes, sir.
And some chicken as well. I want to try some of the Whiskey Del Bach barbecue sauce by itself. Would it be appropriate for me to just put
my
natural
try it out.
All right. Give that
my
a nice
favorite sauce
stir.
We have in house.
It's your favorite sauce.
Yes, it is.
Oh, good heavens.
Right?
Okay. So
I need to bottle it.
Yes,
definitely.
You do.
I need
seriously.
To bottle that.
Yes, you're going to be hearing that from your customers tonight.
I know. I hear it all the time.
You can still taste the subtleties of that whiskey in
there.
It's not boiled out or
it's not lost.
It's not a marketing gimmick.
You boil it out
it's
a little,
there.
But not all the way.
Exactly. Exactly. That's absolutely beautiful. So you're serving that on the side. Mm-hmm. That's, of course, that's being served with that loaded baker that's happening with that baked potato, chive, sour cream, house smoked brisket. And the Whiskey Del Bach barbecue sauce. The sauce is really spectacular.
Would I be insulting him to say I like that as much as I like his regular barbecue sauce?
Trust me, I heard that before.
Okay, so let's finish our tasting here with what you've prepared for us, Chef. What do we got going on here?
So over here you have your sliced beef brisket, which we smoke for 12 to 14 hours.
12 to 14 hours.
Low and slow.
There it is, man.
That's our slogan, low and slow.
Now, I picked up my knife, and Kevin and Andy just sort of looked at me like, what are you doing?
No, don't need
it. Put your knife down. All right, so this has got that signature rub on it, so I'm going to try it naked before I use some of the sauce.
It.
A beautiful smoke ring, that pink outer layer. A lot of people say, my beef's not cooked enough.
Mm-hmm.
No, true Q people will know. The smoke ring.
Do not sell to those people.
No.
They do not know what they're talking
they
about.
No
they
place.
Do not deserve to eat your barbecue.
Yeah, we have right not to serve people.
Exactly. If they don't know.
Mm-hmm. Boy, the mosquito's really coming through beautifully on this. Yeah. Now, are you a brisket guy?
Oh, I love
Here's
brisket.
Here's the deal.
You know, and he's doing
see
it.
That.
Rob just died. This was a TV show. He separated the brisket. You can see sort of the little tug and off it comes.
And this has been sliced for a while, so that means...
Yes, sir, it has been.
Yeah, see, look at that. I mean, check that out.
Yeah.
See, I'm with a pro here, Chef.
You
when
are.
When I bring Rob LeMaster to the barbecue table, I learned something new. All right, I'm going to do
beef. It's what's for dinner.
I'm going to exactly. Mm-hmm. What was he lying about? About Texans? You can't.
You can always tell a Texan, but you can't tell us much.
This is barbecue.
Yes, sir.
This is it. Great steaks. You got some great sandwiches. You got great salads. Wonderful cocktails. I think you guys are hitting it out of the park here. I should say, in the spirit of transparency, Mini Me himself, my son, Danny Russell, is a server here. Come on in.
Love Danny.
Talk to Dan. I love Danny too.
Me too.
What a coincidence. Isn't
he's
he
awesome.
Just the best?
He's funny.
Come on, he is funny, isn't he? I wonder where that came from.
Right?
So, everybody come in here and say hi to Danny Russell because he's part of the star of the show. But anyway,
you tip him well.
Great stuff going on
yes.
here. Now, we also got Kevin Bedient, who's a Centurion.
Yes.
You guys got a big event coming up here as well.
Yes, May 7th is the Centurion event. Downtown this year, so we're very excited that we moved it from Rito Downs to downtown. It's actually going to be just west of I-10, just east of the Mercado. So there's a huge dirt lot there that is owned by the Gadsden Group. They've been very supportive of us, very supportive of the event. The Centurion event's going to bring in a lot of people into town. It's going to be a great fundraiser. This year, the benefactor is Big Brothers Big Sisters of Tucson. Big Brothers Big Sisters is near and dear to me. I'm actually president of Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Fantastic. I was on that board for years,
about
15
nice,
years ago.
Very
yeah.
nice.
Well, how can people get tickets, Kevin?
Yeah, so you can actually go to centurions.com or you could even go to tucsonbigs.org. Like I said, May 7th, it's actually a Comic-Con theme this year. So we're going to be getting a lot of different walks of life there, but it's going to
be
such
a
great event.
Anyway, Kevin Bedient, the man behind the magic, behind the bar, the bar manager, thank you so much for shaking up some excitement here for us. And Chef Andy Romero, thank you so much for bringing out some killer Q. We'll be seeing you often, I'm sure. You got 2 seconds.
2 seconds. Our goal is to serve fresh smoked product straight from the smoker to your plate.
From smoker to the plate.
Say. That's all I want to say.
You
straight
got
from
it.
Smoker to the plate.
I love it. Rob LeMaster, thanks everybody. Where are we
next week?
Next week I'm going to be broadcasting live from, I can't remember. But anyway, check our website on themenulive.com.
Thank you.
Anyway,
guys.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website. In the meantime, Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers. We will see you at the Horseshoe Grill.